The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are, of course, all still basking in the glory, the reflected glory of the Olympic Games, as I'm sure are our athletes. And they will have had, well, the civic reception on O'Connell Street, of course. They'll be up to the Oris. There'll be any number of local shindigs as well. But should we, as a country, go that little bit further? Should we have an honour system, like in other countries, to celebrate, you know, sporting achievement or achievement in other areas, or even contributions, significant contributions made to society? Gerard Crockwell is with me, the Independent Senator. Senator, you're welcome to the show. Should we have an honour system?
Good afternoon, Kieran. Good afternoon to your listeners. Yes, of course we should have an honour system. Any country, any republic worth its salt to be capable of honouring the individual achievements of its citizens. And I mean, we have systems at the moment where honorary degrees and things like that are awarded. You'll probably get one yourself, but the not too distant future for service to God. I'm talking about the ordinary citizens, the ordinary people.
So we've got, as you say, the degree system, the honorary degree. You've got Freedom of the City offered in places. What exactly are you talking about? Because I think in most people's minds, you mentioned, like any self-respecting republic, most people don't think of a republic. They think of the constitutional monarchy next door.
Yes, of course they do. And we need to get over ourselves on that whole monarchy thing. And the system that operates in the UK is a system that's really more politicised than anything else. The Gradamon Uachtaráin that was proposed by Fergal Quinn originally, as far back as 2015, I think it was, I seconded that bill at that time, and I seconded the bill of Dermot Kilkenny this time. It's about people who are excellent in education, healthcare, literature, music, science, sports, that type of thing. To be able to honour them. We had, for example, the 4x400 runners who came in fourth. They were exceptional. They gave joy to the entire country. Wouldn't it be great to be able to honour them with Gradamon Uachtaráin?
John Gilligan is with us as well, who's a former mayor of Limerick. John, do you think we should have some sort of national system to honour these people?
No, I don't. And whereas I know where Gerry has come from, he's always been a very honourable and honest person in political life. You have to recognise that these things are going to be set up, organised and run by the political establishment. And that's the way it's going to happen. And unfortunately, they are going to look across the water to our next nearest neighbour. And they will be aping, or will try to ape, the British honour system. And I believe that's a step back as from a republic instead of inching forward. People would have to realise, had we an honour system in Ireland over the last, you know, 40 or 50 years or whatever it is that we would have had our own Prince Charles here, except it would have been Prince Charles Hockey. Because they're the type of people like him who will get it, not the people like him who deserve it. So, it is a step, all right, but I don't think it's a step forward. The whole idea of princes and lords and ladies, they should only exist in Hans Christian Andersen or the Brothers Grimm. They don't exist in real life. And any kind of an honor system which says that this person is better because they have been awarded an honor system. Are not like me, you know. I don't believe that's right.
But they do have them. There'll be people nodding along in agreement, which absolutely, John. But they do have it. It's worth pointing out in other republics, like France has an honor system, for example. So they don't have kind of lords and ladies in France, but they do have an official state honor system.
They do, and they've had it for how long? For hundreds and hundreds of years, you know. Had it been, you know, the true thing of people being born and being born equal, you know, that there isn't a natural, people do not have an absolute right to think themselves above somebody else. And people, you know, who are given honours, they're often given them for life, like they have across the water, are indeed in perpetuity. You know, I am of royal blood. I'm O positive and somebody is O negative. There is nobody of royal blood. They are kidding themselves, and even worse, they're kidding the poor unfortunate people who look up to them because of this kind of nonsense. No honour system. Do you think Katie Harrington, like me, is going to be feel much better if she suddenly becomes lady? She seemed very proud of herself, very proud of where she came from. And we are very, very proud of what she did in the Olympics. And we have shown that she doesn't need any kind of a title ahead of it.
Well,
she'll still be Katie the boxer.
Let me go back to Jerry. A couple of points there. The first point that John makes, Jerry, is that regardless of the system you set up, it's open to abuse. And the example he gave is we would have ended up with kind of Lord Haughey of Kinsealy had we had an honour system in this country.
I love John. I know John from years back, a great county councillor and a great mayor of Limerick. Maybe we should do away with the title of mayor. You know, is it not a bit grandiose as well? And I suppose from my own perspective, with the name like Crockwell and a village in Galway called Crockwell, shouldn't I make a great Lord Crockwell?
Well, I've That's often said it. go on.
Yeah.
But
I would support him in that.
This is not what we're looking for. What we're looking for is at the Grand Manuk Throne, there's no lord or lady associated with it. There would only be 12 awarded each year. They would be awarded by a committee of 9 who would be appointed by the sitting president of the day. We would take the politics out of it as much as it possibly can be, but there would be no award of Grand Manuk Throne for a politician. Just wouldn't fit. But for there are many people that John will know in Limerick who have done incredible work in places like South Hill and my Ross. Why wouldn't we honour one of them and show that the country appreciates their voluntary efforts? That's what we're talking about.
And would people, would it be a posthumous award, Jerry, or would people kind of be honoured while they were still living?
The bill is written that they could be honoured while they're living. Personally, I would prefer to see it posthumous. It would take even more politics out of it.
And what about, though, kind of cautionary tales like, say, Aung San Suu Kyi got the freedom of Dublin and ultimately kind of was stripped of it, and there was this big kind of circus where Bob Geldof was going to hand back, maybe he did hand back his key of the city, I can't remember. But anyway, there was certainly some form of protest by him and eventually she was stripped of it. And I'm not kind of casting aspersions on any of our great athletes or the 4x4 women's relay team from the Olympics who were absolutely fabulous. But, I mean, this is the kind of the danger. You don't know what skeletons might emerge from the closet in the years ahead.
Yeah, unfortunately, the nature of Irish society, Kieran, is that skeletons have come out of the cupboard, and it, much to our disappointment, and there has been efforts to remove people that were given freedoms of cities, etc., etc. But look, that's the nature of human beings. There will always be questions over individuals, and that's why the suggestion of giving it to somebody posthumously is probably less risky in that particular case. I do want to stress, this is not about awards for politicians. We have enough. This is about the Mary Murphys or the John Maguires, who are community-based people who give their all to their community and get very little recognition for that.
John, that sounds reasonable enough, doesn't it? A Grand Manuk Throne, so no sir, no kind of tugging the forelock or doffing the cap, no lords or ladies or anything like that. Simply an honour... I was going to say assigned to somebody, but awarded to somebody by these 9 people appointed by the president. That all sounds fairly above board.
It does, and to qualify you have to be dead, which makes sure that you won't be caught out in any case. Here's hoping that here's hoping that the jury doesn't come back in with the wrong decision, the wrong verdict, and we'd have to change things all over again. You know, that's the basic problem that there is. But, you know, that's, like I said, if you take the people that came back from the Olympic Games, and Ireland was immensely proud of all of them, and 2 of the gold medals, like I mean, came from the south, and 2 came from the north, like I mean, how better could it be? But you'd have to, you couldn't decide, right, we're having 9, so we'll have 2 Olympians, and you have to pick 2 from them. I understand, like I mean, where Jerry is coming from. But he comes from, he's basically a different gene pool than most of the politicians who are around him. He's a very, he's always been a very honourable politician. I know him going back many, many years, and I know what he wants to do with it. But take a look at the people that are around you. Once you open that up, like, I mean, they will suddenly decide, well, that's going to have to change. And look at the wonderful work that people did in South Hill and Moira Ross, and then think, ah, yeah, we have a TD here who's been here for years and years. Look at the wonderful work he's done, so he could get in it as well. I think that you open Pandora's box when you decide that I'm going honouring people. The people who came back from the Olympics were very well honoured by the people in Dublin who came out in their tens of thousands to welcome them back on behalf of all us Irish people. We've managed to survive, despite the fact that we're living beside our big brother across the water. We've managed to survive this far without an honour system. I don't think we should risk changing it now.
There is a point to what John says, Jerry, isn't there, about kind of a mission creep, not the words he used, but effectively what might happen, that you set up the system now. But, you know, politicians ultimately could be in charge of it, or certainly they're in charge of legislation. The TD thinks, you know what, I've done all that work in the community. Maybe I'm deserving of an award. It's 9 people this year. Kind of within a few years, it's 90 people. Suddenly senior civil servants are getting it. And somebody's actually texted in to point out, sure, wasn't the Shannon originally set up with the idea that no politicians would be in it? And look how long that lasted.
Didn't last very long.
Yeah.
And also, the Irish Constitution says that people we don't have an honour system here, an award system here, and they should not accept foreign awards. And that's been broken, I don't know how many times, and I can understand why that as well. I'm not totally dogmatic about things, despite what most people think of me, but the thing is, there are people who have went to England, who have spent their life in England, you know, who have contributed to British society, you know, including a very famous Limerick man. But, you know, I can understand why they have accepted the honours from England. Although there's been some very, very strong Irish people who have refused it.
Jared, do you worry about mission creep?
Well, I'll say a couple of things. First and foremost, had I known I was going to be on with John, I would have said I would take a sick note, because he's always bloody practical when he argues his point. But look, he is right. The legislation has to go through the Oireachtas, and it would be subject to amendment, and the mission creep is something that would be very difficult to try and manage. And John knows that better than me. He's in the political game longer than I am. And that is true. There's no getting away from that. And what has been proposed originally by Fergal Quinn, who was a really decent guy, who tried to touch the soul of the nation many times. Fergal's plan was that we would honour individuals who excelled within their society but had no other means of recognition. And politicians have other means of recognition. But I do accept everything John Gilligan is saying there. He's 100% on the button. But that would fall to the members of the Oireachtas to make sure that would not happen. And look, when His Majesty decides that Baron Crockwell should be given a barony, I hope John won't object to that.
No, well, Ray and Donna Bates says...
I'll go to the party.
Yeah, go to the party at least. Ray and Donna Bates says, we could have an honour system and declare people chieftains as per our history, and it'd be a nice level of recognition of our Breton law tradition. Ray, thank you. Thank you to Chieftain John Gilligan, the former mayor of Limerick, and to Baron Crockwell of Galway. George, thanks a million as always.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.